952-8910.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Lines formed early this morning at many polling places around Champaign County and throughout Illinois and Indiana as a historic election day is now underway. Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon says while some polling places had long lines early, others are not as crowded. He says some polling places had to overcome some early problems with malfunctioning vote tallying machines and one precinct which received the wrong ballots this morning. But overall, he says things have gone smoothly for the anticipated turnout. Illinois Senator Barack Obama is heavily favored to carry Illinois in his bid for the presidency against Republican Senator John McCain. Illinois' other senator, Dick Durbin, is also on the ballot. All of the state's 19 seats in the House of Representatives are also on the ballot. There's a race for one seat on the Illinois Supreme Court, and every one of the 118 state representatives are up for re-election, and there are 40 races for state Senate seats. In Indiana, they're voting for governor as well. The polls close at 7 o'clock tonight in Illinois, and you can hear all the results and analysis from National Public Radio and AM 580 News starting this evening at 6 o'clock on AM 580, FM 90.9, and online at will.illinois.edu. A record 7.7 million Illinois residents are registered to vote. Amanda Vinicky spoke with the head of Illinois' Board of Elections to get some advice for those going to cast ballots.
Nearly 1.5 million people in Illinois have already voted, either early or absentee.
Normally, you would think if you had those huge numbers before election that you wouldn't have the lines on election day, but I don't think this is a normal election.
That's Dan White, director of the State Board of Elections, who says he expects a massive turnout on election day and the long lines that come with it. White recommends people head to the polls mid-morning or mid-afternoon to avoid the busiest times. While Illinois doesn't require voters show an ID, White recommends bringing one, especially if you're a first-time voter or have moved. And he says registered voters forced out of their homes because of foreclosure can still vote. They'll have to sign an affidavit. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And the rules say that anyone who's in line before 7 o'clock will still be allowed to vote, even if they haven't cast a ballot by the time the polls officially close. It's back to the drawing board for a proposed neighborhood plan that would set policy in Urbana for the future expansion of Carle Foundation Hospital. The city council voted to send the Crystal Lake neighborhood plan back to its committee of the whole because of a disagreement over Carle's role in replacing housing torn down for hospital expansion. The current proposal would encourage Carle to work with the city to find one-for-one replacement for any of the hospital-owned rental property that's torn down for new medical buildings. But Mayor Laurel Pressing says the hospital should be required to work with the city. Pressing says she has to balance Carle's needs with those of Crystal Lake neighborhood residents.
We've got a major employer here that needs to expand, which we support, but we also have to protect neighborhoods, and we are concerned about moving away residential property right next to a major employer because we'd like to have people be able to walk to work.
Pressing says requiring Carle to work with the city for one-to-one housing replacement doesn't mean they have to pay for it all, but Carle's executive vice president, John Snyder, says the language looks that way to them. Still, Pressing and Carle spokeswoman Gretchen Robbins both said they think compromise language can be found when the Urbana City Council meets next week in committee. Christie Clinic plans to break ground in the spring of next year for a new expansion in Northwest Champaign. That project near I-57 and I-74 also includes remodeling the clinic's downtown facility. It's Christie's second attempt to build a new center. Its CEO, Alan Gleghorn, says this time they won't need the approval of the State Health Facilities Planning Board. The clinic initially planned shutting down its downtown facility 2 years ago to move its entire operation to the Northwest End, but the State Health Facilities Planning Board rejected Christie's plan for an outpatient surgery center that was to go up at that site. Illinois is starting to feel more of the effects of the national economic slowdown. Last month's University of Illinois Flash Index fell close to the level that signifies economic contraction. Economics professor Fred Gertz says any hopes that the problems in the global financial sector won't affect the general economy have now evaporated.
I think it's almost impossible now to avoid that spillover, and with everything that's happened, reductions in people's portfolios and higher unemployment, things of that sort, that almost certainly is going to have an impact in reducing the rate of growth and actually making it negative for a while.
Gertz says state tax receipts all fell in September. They form the basis of the monthly flash index. The index has fallen steadily since it reached a peak high back in the spring of 2007. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank.
A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
It's 9:35. Time to go to the weather office and AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
Not bad at all. If you're going out to vote, one thing you may want to do is bring sunscreen.
That would be a good idea because we have lots of sunshine out there, but it will be warm today. It gets cooler at night, but dry and mild for this time of year. So for the news reporters that are going to be out late tonight covering the election stories, the weather not bad either.
Well,
I'd throw that in since you're the news director.
Well, there aren't too many outdoor vote counts taking place, but I'll keep that in mind.
But you got to run back and forth to the station.
This is true.
I guess we're not there's not a lot of the big local elections where we're covering headquarters.
Well, there are some. We'll be around at some of the political headquarters, a couple of legislative races. So there will be traveling.